Good morning, good morning. Bless you this morning. Welcome to The Word in Me, presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I am your host, Vanessa Morris, and let's just bless God on today. And I know that there's many of you out there that need to be encouraged. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on this morning. I thank you for being the God of all flesh. I thank you, Lord, that you know the end from the beginning. I thank you, Lord, that you have a plan, Lord, for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for being the sovereign God, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have a remedy for all things. And I thank you, Lord, for that remedy. And that remedy is salvation covered by the blood of Jesus, that no matter what happens in this world, we are saved. Thank you, Lord, and bless your holy name this morning. You know, I was thinking about what to teach today, and we were going to go into chapter 7, and it's about division, and we may touch on that a little bit, but I know that there's many of you out there that need to be encouraged, and I was thinking of a song just now, and it blessed me because I felt that heaviness. You know, sometimes you kind of feel a heaviness. You feel it in your chest, or you feel it in a room, and you just don't know why you're feeling down, or you're feeling like something is oppressing you, and you just don't have that joy. You just don't feel that peace, and you just feel like kind of downtrodden. But you know what? There's something about song. There is something about song, and if you sing a song, it uplifts your spirit because you are piercing the forces of darkness. And sing with me. It's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, he has to flee. Tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. It's in the name of Jesus that we have the victory. And let that song be in your heart today. I know that we had a lot of things happen on last week. We had the Ebola situation. Two nurses now have it. And the man that came from, I forgot where he came from. I don't know, where was that from? I forgot, somewhere in Africa. I can't think of it right now. But he came from over there and he died on October the 8th. And now two nurses have it. And then we had a woman die at San Diego State from meningitis. And now they have a meningitis scare there. And then the Dow Jones dropped hundreds of points. And then it came back on Friday. And there is so many conflicting stories in the news. And then we have ISIS. And then we hear like, oh, we're making progress. And we dropped some, you know, some bomb somewhere. And we did this. And it seems like things are getting better. And then you hear right after that. And then we're still in a scare. And it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You know what? In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. That's what you keep telling your spirit, regardless of what's going on, and this story and that story. And you may hear tomorrow on your job, you may have been berated or something happened in a meeting and you felt bad and you felt like, oh, I may lose my job. But you know what you say to yourself? In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. You just keep singing it to yourself. You may go home and you get into a dispute with your spouse, and you may be at the point where you feel like, I don't know if we're going to make it. But in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. You keep telling your spirit. And there's things that are going to come up, and you're going to hear this on the news tomorrow, and then we're going to have to evacuate this school. I also heard that last week that we evacuated Southwestern College because there was a scare of Ebola out there. And the Bible says that in the last time, men's heart will fail them because of fear. But you know what? In the name of Jesus, We have the victory. You get some boldness down in your spirit and you keep saying it to yourself because you know what? In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. The Bible says, submit yourself unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. We will have tribulation in this world. The Bible already tells us about that. But God has overcome. Jesus has overcome it all. He has overcome the world. So regardless of what happens in the world, regardless of what, we can't control anything, but God is sovereign. They that believe on him, we wait upon the Lord. He says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. It's going to be okay. Amen. It's going to be okay. Regardless of what goes on with ISIS and there will be wars and rumors of wars, we already know this shall happen. But in the name of Jesus, that just gives me a joy in my spirit. I can't control anything, but I can tell you about Jesus, and that's the best thing I can do for you. And that's the best thing that you can do for other people. Raise your children up in the Lord. Tell your spouse about the Lord. Tell people on your job in discretion, because then they can use that to fire you. Okay? You pray for people. That's what you do. You tell people about the one and only true God, and Jesus is his name. And it says, tell me, who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Keep believing in the Lord. Amen. I'm going to leave it right there today because in the name of Jesus, we have victory. Meditate on that today. Regardless of what comes up, what issue or problem, we don't seek to divert problems or all that. Nobody wants problems, but you know what? They're going to come. But we have the victory. Stand up straight, keep your head up, and look up because our redemption draweth nigh. We believe on the Lord. All is well. All is well. Be blessed on today. Join me on The Word in Me tomorrow. God bless you. Amen.